Proverbs Every Day, episode number 299. Man, one to go to 300. Can you believe it? Proverbs 24 today, reading from the New Living Translation. Let me pray for you and then get going and then announcements and such afterwards. All right, cool. Father God, thank you yet again for the air in our lungs, the neurons, the fire in our brain, all the things that we have yet to understand about how your creation works. Father, we love you and we adore that you have created this world with wisdom in mind and created us to fulfill that vision. So Father, I ask today that you would fill us with your wisdom, fill us with your knowledge, fill us with your peace of truth. Father, we love you and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, you know what time it is. It's time for Proverbs Every Day. Words of wisdom show you the way. Every month, a whole new look, different version of the book, reading a whole chapter each calendar day. Proverbs Every Day. Proverbs Every Day. Proverbs 24 in the New Living Translation, one of my favorites, as you may or may not know. Don't envy evil people or desire their company, for their hearts plot violence, and their words always stir up trouble. A house is built by wisdom, becomes strong through good sense. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with all sorts of riches and valuables. Always a solid. So it's built by wisdom, becomes strong through good sense, and the knowledge fills the rooms with all sorts of precious riches and valuables. And I think I can interpret that as being more than just monetary things, you know, like valuables in terms of like jewelry and things like that. I think we can interpret beyond that and say that there's more than just that as far as, you know, things that are precious to us. But also riches. It's right there. It's scripture. The wise are mightier than the strong. Hebrew reads, a wise man is strength. And those with knowledge grow stronger and stronger. So don't go to war without wise guidance. Victory depends on having many advisors. I've been saying that a lot this month. For good reason. Verse 7. Wisdom is too lofty for fools. Among leaders at the city gate, they have nothing to say. A person who plans evil will get a reputation as a troublemaker. The schemes of a fool are sinful. Everyone detests a mocker. Verse 10. If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. Huh. Now, the fail under pressure thing, a couple things with that. One is, I say often, you won't rise to the occasion. You'll only rise to your level of preparedness. But we have to recognize our source of strength, too. So if we're failing under pressure, our strength is too small. Well, what does that mean? You know, I think it might imply here, and I'm just interpreting, this is DJ saying this, that you didn't allow God to strengthen you enough. That you didn't tap into that resource which you have freely available to you. So it's on you that you failed under pressure. We won't rise to the occasion. We only rise to our level of preparedness. rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to die, save them as they stagger to their death. Don't excuse yourself by saying, look, we didn't know. For God understands all hearts, and he sees you. He who guards your souls knows you well, and he will repay all people as their actions deserve. Verse 15, my child, eat honey, my son, eat honey, for it is good, and the honeycomb is sweet to taste. In the same way, wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find it, you will have a bright future. Your hopes will not be cut short. Yawning today. What's going on with that? Okay, verse 15. Don't wait in ambush at the home of the godly. Don't raid the house where the godly live. The godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. So, kind of what we were saying before about the preparedness and the strength being not of us, but of God. This is an indication of that. So the godly may trip seven times, but they'll get up again. But just it takes just one to knock down the wicked. The wicked don't have God's strength. The wicked don't have that available to them. This is a hidden advantage. I am so tired of Christians being out there being victims. For crying out loud. Sometimes they even affect me with this, and I start kind of matching their speech. I'm like, wait, what? Why am I even saying that? This is ridiculous. I'm not that. Seriously, it's just like, what? What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? Get up. Be victorious. Verse 17. Don't rejoice when your enemies fall. Don't be happy when they stumble. Kind of goes right along with what just was said up above there. For the Lord will be displeased with you and turn his anger away from them. I think it's hard sometimes to, especially when you're in the thick of it, to not be rejoicing when they fall. It's not good. Verse 19, don't fret because of evildoers. Don't envy the wicked. For people have no future. Sorry, for evil people have no future. The light of the wicked will be snuffed out. 21, my child, fear the Lord and the king. Don't associate with rebels, for disaster will hit them suddenly. Who knows what punishment will come from the Lord and the king? So now we're moving into some additional sayings of the wise. This one is not attributed in this translation. So these are just some further sayings of the wise. So there's not a direct attribution as there is in some other books, translations. It is wrong to show favoritism when passing judgment. A judge who says to the wicked, you are innocent, will be cursed by many people and denounced by the nations. But, sorry. I can't help it. I was thinking about this whole last round of pardons that were, I would argue, criminal. But that's what this... It's a ridiculous thing. Don't get into politics. Don't like it. But at the same time, this isn't a political thing. This is like, why is that power a thing? Why does the president have the ability to pardon people? It needs to be done away with. It's just dumb. To just like completely sidestep the justice process just because that one person says so, or at least we assume that person said so. Shots fired. There we go. Yeah. And it goes for both sides, by the way. It's just ridiculous. It's too much power. It'll go well for those who convict the guilty. Rich blessings will be showered on them. Verse 26, an honest answer is like a kiss of friendship. Do your planning and prepare your fields before building your house. I'm just going to highlight before, because that's really the key here. Doing things in the right order. Yeah, there's a situation I'm kind of dealing with where I think there's someone who is kind of assuming blessings are coming, and they're operating in that abundance, which is fine, until you start telling people that it's there as a fact when it's not. And build your, it'd be like building a church on land we don't own, that sort of thing. So do your planning, prepare your fields before you build the house. Seems common sense, but sometimes sense is not so common. Verse 28, don't testify against your neighbors without cause. Don't lie about them. And don't say, now I can pay them back for what they've done to me. I can get even with them. And now for the cool imagery. Verse 30. I walked by the field of a lazy person, the vineyard of one with no common sense. I saw that it was overgrown with nettles. It was covered with weeds. Its walls were broken down. Then as I looked and thought about it, I learned this lesson. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. One of my favorite passages, actually. We tend to tolerate laziness way more than we think we do. And the funny thing is, this is calling it out not as just being detrimental to us, but to be detrimental to the person that is lazy. Given this whole vineyard, and it's just letting it overgrow with weeds, broken down walls so anybody can get to it. And it's only because of that one little thing that's said, a little slumber, a little sleep, a folding of the hands to rest. This is something where we can get into those traps all the time. I'm guilty of this at times myself, thinking I deserve a rest or something like that, or I'll get to it tomorrow. I've said that for 3 days in a row and on a certain project that I'm just can't seem to have the gumption to start up. I'm guilty of it. So today I'm going to be rectifying that and actually have time set aside in my schedule to do it specifically. What gets scheduled gets done, but you got to get up. Got to get up. So what are you going to do today? What's up with you today? What kind of things can we motivate you on? If you don't mind publishing that in a public forum and being fully held accountable, let me know in the comments. Also, if you have any favorite verses, let me know in the comments as well. It's great to hear from you. It's been wonderful to interact. So I appreciate it. And you'll be rewarded well with a great upbeat ska song if you do. So all I have to do is do that real quick, and then poof, it'll be there for you. So as you're doing it right now and typing that in, just know that there's a reward happening on the other side. Just as people who have hit that subscribe button and click that little bell to be notified of when we've got new videos coming out, there'll be rewards for that. Now the rewards are just the video itself, but I think it's a good reward. I work for it. Tomorrow, episode 300. I thought about doing something special for it, but honestly, 300 just got a nice even number. I think we will have a little bit of some sort of celebration. But honestly, I think the 1 year anniversary is kind of being the big one. So we'll hold out for another month and change for that. And I'm hoping that actually lines up. I haven't actually gone that far ahead to see if it actually does line up, but regardless, we will have a 1 year celebration at the end of the month, for that time. But for tomorrow, kind of a special milestone, 300 episodes of this, 300 times of doing everything that the YouTube gurus tell me not to do, 300 times of doing all the things that the YouTube algorithm hates and that Facebook doesn't ever want to show people, you know, 300 times of my type of rebellion of doing it anyway, because you know what? You're important to me. And this habit has changed my life, and I want to change it for you too. And so everything I can do to make it better for you, I'm interested in. So if ever you have any comments on that or anything we can do better, feel free to let me know. I like constructive criticism, as long as it's constructive and not destructive. So if you're just here to hate, go somewhere else. But if you want to see this even better because you like it and you want to see it in, you know, anything you think would be a good idea, likely there are other people that feel the same way, and I'd probably be open to it if it's feasible. So we'll do that. I thought about going live tomorrow, but the honest truth is I think it's going to be better just to have a pre-recorded celebration for you. So I'm just going to keep to the pattern. It's been working well for people to be able to view this early in the morning that I would want to be live. So there we go. Yeah, I think that's worth it right there, to just be able to be here for the beginning of somebody's day and bless them. That really does make me feel happy. It gives me a sense of purpose to drive on with this. So yeah, so that's good stuff. But keep going. Be blessed by the best. And then, you know, go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. And we'll see you tomorrow for episode 300. Woo!
I passed by the field of one who was lazy, by the vineyard of a stupid person. It was all overgrown with thorns, the ground was covered with weeds, the stone wall was broken down. Then I looked and received instruction. But a righteous heart is more than enough. With wisdom's voice guiding every day, we'll rise above and find our way. A house is built by wisdom's hand. Understanding makes it firmly stand. Knowledge fills its precious rooms. Treasures grow though troubles loom. A little slumber, a little sleep. What you'll keep. Build your house by wisdom's hand, and get outside and work the land. With a proverb a day, you'll bring wisdom your way. Read a new chapter each calendar day. Proverbs every day. Is right on track, leaves foes behind, we don't look back. Better a neighbor than far kin. Strength together, help us win. A little slumber, a little sleep. Poverty is what you'll keep. Build your house.
another's fate. Stay true, don't imitate. Lessons learned along the way shape the dawn of